Welcome to this demonstration of the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. And the one I'll be talking about today is the 13-inch MacBook Pro. And the specifications of this particular one I'm using, it's the 2.9 GHz version i5, 8 gigs of RAM, and a 512 GB SSD. And what I'm going to do in this demonstration, I'm actually going to go through what's in the box, a physical description of the MacBook Pro, and then we'll explore the new keyboard, i.e. without the function keys, the touch bar and the touch ID, all using VoiceOver. So basically it's pretty straightforward what you get in the box. You get the new MacBook Pro with touch bar, 13-inch. You get the charging adapter and, of course, a user getting started guide. So pretty straightforward. And the actual charging adapter, just got it in my hand, it's basically a square brick. And you've still got the two little prong adapter that you can take off. But what's different about it is you no longer have the lug on either side at the top on either side to wrap your cable around that you did in previous adapters. And of course, now you have a male USB-C to USB-C cable to plug into the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. So if I just pull it out, okay, it's out. And I've just got the little port that it just pulled out of. Put it back in again. So basically what I tend to do with this one is I tend to take the cable out of the adapter and then I just wrap it up like I do with any other cable in my computer bag and stow it for transport. All right, so that's the adapter. Just going to pop it aside. Okay, so let's jump into a physical description of the MacBook Pro with Touch Bar itself. I've currently got it closed on the desk here. At the front and the back edges, you've got really no ports at all. And then on the left-hand side, coming from the back, about 2 centimeters in from the back left-hand edge going forward, you've got two USB-C ports. Okay, they're quite tiny. They feel about the same size as a Lightning port that you'd find on such things as the Magic Keyboard or one of your iOS devices, such as your iPhone, iPod Touch, or iPad. And then on the right-hand side, going towards the back, coming forward again, you've got a 3.5mm headphone jack, and then in front of that you've got another two USB-C ports, and of course those ports, four of them, are also Thunderbolt ports as well. And you can use them to plug in a display, transfer data, or power the machine via the adapter. And because it is USB-C, if you've got any USB-A style devices, such as VictorStreams, SD cards, Ethernet adapters, and so on, then you'll need to get yourself an adapter to go from USB-A to a USB-C connection to plug it into the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. And then, of course, right smack bang in the middle of the lid is the very smooth Apple logo. And underneath the MacBook Pro, basically, it's just a flat aluminum casing as for the top and bottom and sides of the new MacBook Pro. All right, so if I open it up, the screen itself, it's got a very small bezel around the outside edges of the screen.
Username.
Okay, that's just the MacBook turning on now. And as you might have noticed, there's no chime sound. So 13-inch screen measured diagonally. And even though you can't feel it, in the top middle of the screen, if you like, you also have the FaceTime camera. Unlike my MacBook Pro and my MacBook Air from 2013, the keyboard on the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar is very flat. And whilst the keys are quite generous, they're actually a lot closer together than you'd find on the two machines I just mentioned, the MacBook Air and the MacBook Pro. You don't have a distinct cursor cross down the right-hand side of the keyboard anymore. You now have a full-size left arrow key. And then on the right-hand side, you've got a full-size right arrow key. And in the middle of the left and right arrow keys, you've got two half-height up and down arrow keys. So they're basically in a little grouping together. And then, of course, the other thing about the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar is that the Touch Bar itself has replaced the function key row. Touch Bar is basically where the function key row would be. And then on the right-hand side of that, you've got the Touch ID, which is actually separate from the actual strip of the Touch Bar itself. You can actually physically feel a little gap between the touch bar and the touch ID.
Touch ID is also your physical on-off button as well.
The new MacBook Pro touch bar keyboard, it's the new butterfly mechanism keyboard. So if you've typed on a MacBook Pro 12-inch or indeed the Magic Keyboard, then that's how the actual keys feel. If I just touch my keyboard now, it's got a very light mechanism, so the keys don't travel down as far. If you're a very light typist like I am, it doesn't make too much of a difference. If you're a heavy-handed typist, then you'll probably make more noise on this keyboard than you do with other keyboards.
Now, if you take your finger to the left hand or the right hand bezel on either side of the keyboard, and literally going from the top of the keyboard to the bottom of the keyboard, you'll actually feel some very fine holes, and I'm assuming they're holes. And of course, that's where your left and right speakers are on the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. And speaking of speakers, you also have three mics on this new MacBook Pro. And for the life of me, I can't remember where they are, but I'm assuming one's most likely on the screen and the other two on the main body of the actual Mac itself, but don't quote me on that one.
And then of course, at the front of the keyboard, you've got a very large now trackpad. On the other versions I've got here, the MacBook Air and the MacBook Pro from 2013, the trackpad is quite significantly smaller than the new trackpad on the new MacBook Pro. And just to give you a bit of a comparison, if you've actually felt a Magic trackpad, the external one that you can use with your iMac, for example, that's the size width-wise of the trackpad on the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. So quite a substantial size, and it's haptic or force touch. So basically, when the machine's off, the trackpad doesn't actually physically or mechanically move. It only feels like it's moving when you touch it, because it's using force vibration or haptic vibration to sort of fill you into thinking that you're actually pressing in the trackpad when you're not really. All right, so that's enough of the actual physical description of the new MacBook Pro with Touch Bar. I'm just going to log in. So I've just said username, and of course I've got VoiceOver starting up at the login prompt that I set up in System Preferences, User Account, Login Details. Just going to type in my name.
Password.
And type in my password.
Desktop, Macintosh HD 49895 GB 45939 GB free volume.
And let me just show you when I close the lid this time, because I've already logged in. I'll just close the lid. Now, as you'll feel on the front edge of the unit when you have closed the lid in the middle, there's an indent where you can basically stick your thumb or your finger and pull the lid up. Okay, and open up the lid again.
Location has new window. Enter password. Security text. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed.
I've got my system preferences security set, so that when it comes out of sleep mode or screensaver, it asks for me for my password straight away. So rather than typing my password, I'm just going to put my finger on the Touch ID because I've already registered it.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD 49895 GB 46445 GB free volume.
And I'm back on the desktop. All right, so that's basically the unboxing and physical description. What I want to do now is take you through a bit more in-depth look at the keyboard, then we'll look at the touch bar, and then the touch ID, of course, using VoiceOver.
Okay, so VoiceOver and the keyboard. Now, the first thing that might occur to you is that since we don't have any function key row, the normal way you would turn off VoiceOver used to be Command Key F5, which you can still do sort of, and I'll show you that in a minute. The new way to do that now is with the Command Key and pressing the Touch ID three times. So I'm going to hold in the Command Key and press the Touch ID three times. One, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
And I've just turned VoiceOver off. If I do it again, Command Key and Touch ID three times.
VoiceOver on Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD.
Okay, I've just turned VoiceOver back on again. Now, if I turn VoiceOver off again, so Command Key plus Touch ID.
VoiceOver off.
And this time I just press the Touch ID by itself three times. One, two, three.
Accessibility options.
I've just turned on the accessibility options.
Use the Tab key to navigate and press space to toggle an option.
Okay, press the Tab key to navigate and press space to activate an option. So if I press Tab.
Enable Zoom. Checked.
That was Enable Zoom. If I do Shift Tab.
Done.
There's the Done button. So Tab again.
Enable Zoom. Checked. Enable VoiceOver. Unchecked.
Okay, enable VoiceOver.
Enable sticky keys, unchecked.
Enable sticky keys.
Enable slow keys, unchecked.
Enable slow keys.
Enable mouse keys. Enable slow keys, unchecked.
Enable slow keys.
Enable mouse keys, unchecked.
Enable mouse keys.
Invert display colors, unchecked.
Invert display colors.
Keyboard shortcuts.
Keyboard shortcuts.
Preferences.
Preferences.
Done.
And back to done. So if I press tab.
Enable zoom. Enable voiceover.
And
unchecked.
Press spacebar and voiceover.
Checked. Welcome to Mac OS. Voiceover is on application. Accessibility options. Window. Enable voiceover. Checked. Checkbox has keyboard focus.
I've just re-enabled voiceover from the access panel. So that's the second way you can activate voiceover by the accessibility shortcut via the Touch ID three times. The other way you can do it is if I hold down the FN key first, because I want to show you what's going to happen. Okay, so I'm holding on the FN key, and if I touch the touch bar at the top,
ESC button.
That's the left-hand side, and if I drag my finger over,
F1 key button.
We've now got F1 to F12 because I'm holding down the FN key, and it's displaying the function key line on the touch bar. So I can drag my finger left and right or flick left and right to access any item on the touch bar, and then, of course, one finger double tap to activate it like you would do on an iOS device. So I'm going to flick to the right.
F2, F3, F4, F5, F6, F7, F8, F9, F1, F1, 1, F1, 2, key button.
Okay, and now you weren't hearing it say key button on the F1 to F11 because I was flicking a bit too quick. I wasn't pausing it to let the speech finish speaking. All right, so basically I know that if I hold down the FN key, I'm going to have function keys displayed on the touch bar. So I'm going to turn VoiceOver off with Command plus Touch ID three times.
VoiceOver off.
Okay, now I know from experience that the F5 key on the touch bar is above the number 6 on the number row because I've got Escape plus the 5 keys. So if I find the 6 and then hold down the FN key plus the Command key and now tap on the touch bar above the number 6.
VoiceOver on Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD 498.
Okay, I've just enabled VoiceOver that way. And of course, because I'm using Siri on my Mac, and I've changed my keyboard shortcut for Siri in System Preferences Siri to FN Spacebar, I can do this. Turn VoiceOver off.
Okay, I turned off VoiceOver.
Okay, and same thing again, Command Spacebar, turn VoiceOver on.
Okay, I turned
Welcome
on
VoiceOver. Welcome to Mac OS. VoiceOver. Finder. Desktop. Macintosh.
And of course, because Siri is also running on the touch bar far right-hand side, so I'm to find the touch ID, come back to the left slot across the little gap to the touch bar itself.
Siri button.
Double tap on Siri. Turn VoiceOver off.
Okay, I turned off VoiceOver.
And find the touch ID again. Now this time, as soon as I hit the touch bar right-hand side of it, I'm going to activate Siri straight away because it's a direct touch because VoiceOver's off. Turn VoiceOver on.
Okay, I turned
Welcome
on VoiceOver.
Welcome to Mac OS. VoiceOver is on. Finder, Desktop, Macintosh.
Yep, and as you can tell, the voice sometimes goes a little bit higher and lower sometimes on the Mac. Now, as far as the VoiceOver keys go themselves, i.e. VO or Control Option, F1, F2, F3, etc., what Apple has actually done, they've made that number row, which is directly below the touch bar now, you can use them as function keys with VoiceOver. So for example, if I wanted to find out what application I'm currently sitting on, then I hold down the FN key and then Control Option and then number one.
Finder, one running application.
Okay, what window I'm currently in would be Function Control Option 2.
Desktop.
My keyboard focus would be 3, so Function Control Option 3. My mouse would be Shift Control Option 5. Highlighted text would be FN Control Option 6. And of course, the VoiceOver utility would be Function Control Option and 8. And I'm going to actually do this one.
Opening VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver utility. Window. Utility categories. Table. General. Selected
okay,
has keyboard focus.
Press Command Q to quit.
Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD 49895 GB 45607 GB free volume.
Now, as far as turning the volume up and down, remember on the old days with the function keys or real function keys, It used to be F11 and F12. Well, what Apple's done again is they've changed that to VO or control option minus and plus. So if I do VO plus, that's me turning up the volume because I've got the audio sound going. And if I do VO dash, that's me turning the volume down. Now, what you might be asking also is what happens if I accidentally mute the Mac? How do I get it back when I don't have the function key 10 or F10 key? So let me find the mute button on the touch bar. So I'm going to find the touch ID and come back to the left.
Siri, button, mute, button.
And I'm going to mute the Mac.
Muting.
Okay, so if I do Command Tab, absolutely nothing. So the way to get it back, of course, is I'm just going to do VO plus again and Command Tab.
Finder.
I've got speech or volume back on the Mac again. Now, if you are using VoiceOver, you do have an option to replace the escape key button on the touch bar with the FN plus tab key combination. That's another escape. So I'll just show you how it works. If I go to the menu bar with VOM for my menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
And it's come across.
Finder. File.
And pull it down.
File. Menu 22 items. New Finder window command.
Okay. So if I hold down the FN key and press tab.
Closing menu. Macintosh HD.
Now that FN plus tab function, I believe, only works when you're running VoiceOver. It doesn't work any other time. While we're also talking about keyboard shortcuts, you can still use the Mac keyboard shortcuts that have got function key equivalents. So for example, one of the commands to get to example the main menu was Control F2. So of course to do that I would just hold down the FN key, hold down the Control key, tap my finger to the top left hand side of the
ESC
touch bar,
button,
drag it to the right,
F1 key, F2 key button,
there's F2, double tap,
menu bar, Apple.
Okay, and I've gone to the menu bar by just holding the FN key to display the function keys on the touch bar. And in this case, held down the control key when I double tapped on the F2 to go to the main menu. So you can do those Mac keyboard shortcut keys as well. And press escape on the touch bar, left hand side.
ESC button,
double tap.
Closing menu, Macintosh HD.
Okay, so that's enough about the number row. What I want to do now is just give you a quick reminder about how to access the quick nav with the cursor keys, the trackpad commander, and a few other functions, and then we'll move on to have a really good look at accessing the touch bar. Coming down to the cursor cross, it works exactly the same for VoiceOver with QuickNav. If I press left and right,
QuickNav on.
I've turned on QuickNav. If I do up and right arrow,
characters, words, window spots, navigation, characters.
Okay, and back to characters. And then, of course, I can press up or down to move by the QuickNav rotor element with VoiceOver. If I do left and up.
Navigation. Window spot. Words. Characters.
It's going back around the other way. So turn quick nav off again. It's left and right together.
Quick nav off.
And of course the trackpad itself at the front of the keyboard works in the exactly the same way as other trackpads on other MacBooks, including the Magic trackpad, which is the external one that I said that you can use on an iMac if you wish. And of course to turn the trackpad commander on and off, it's VO and then a two-finger rotate clockwise to turn it on, or a two-finger counterclockwise.
Trackpad commander off.
To turn it off. So I'm going to turn it back on again. So VO commander, control option command, two-finger rotate.
Trackpad commander on.
And I've turned on trackpad commander. And of course, if I just do a two-finger rotate now.
Characters.
Characters.
Words.
Words.
Window spots.
Window spots.
Navigation.
And back to navigation. If I do a two-finger rotate counterclockwise.
Navigation. Window spots. Words. Characters.
And back to characters. Now the other thing I have turned on, of course, on the new MacBook Pro that I do with any other Mac is I turn on keyboard commander. So I turn the keyboard commander on, it's shift control option K for keyboard commander, or turn it off, it's the same thing, shift VO to K.
Keyboard commander off.
I've turned mine off, turn mine on again, shift VO K.
Keyboard commander on.
And by default you've got options such as right option T for time.
December 30th, 5:11 a.m.
Okay, and right option S for Safari.
Safari, favorites, window.
And right option M for mail.
Mail, inbox, 787, messages,
And I've also set up other shortcuts with the keyboard commander preferences in VoiceOver utility to set up items such as messages, Skype, iTunes, text edit, etc.
All right, so I'm just going to press Command Q to close down Mail.
Quit Mail. Safari. Favorites. Window.
And Command Q for Safari.
Finder. Desktop. Macintosh.
So let's put those two shut down. Now, just before I get on to having a good look at the touch bar with VoiceOver and then the Touch ID, if you want to find out what's new and changed in VoiceOver on the Mac in Sierra, particularly with the new touch bar, if I bring up the VoiceOver help, so VRH or Control Option H.
VoiceOver help menu, 6 items.
And come down.
Online help control option, question.
Okay, and hit enter on
opening VoiceOver on application, Mac help, window, search, search text field.
And I come over.
Link, overview.
And I access overview.
Heading level 1, VoiceOver overview.
And I do VO command L for link.
VoiceOver modifier. Link. Customize VoiceOver with Learn more about Siri. What's new in VoiceOver? Link.
To what's new in VoiceOver and access that with VO spacebar control option spacebar.
Heading level 1. What's new in VoiceOver? Main one item.
And do VO AL control option A to read it.
Heading level 1. What's new in VoiceOver? VoiceOver in Mac OS Sierra offers new features to give you greater control while using a Mac. List 5 items. A single option now synchronizes the keyboard focus and the VoiceOver cursor focus. A new option now lets you have VoiceOver announce or play it own when the number of rows under the VoiceOver cursor changes, for example, when reading emails in the Mail app. When VoiceOver is on, you can enter VoiceOver commands by using the FN and number keys with the link VoiceOver modifier, as an alternative to using the function keys F1 through F12. For example, to open VoiceOver utility you can press Control Option FN 8 instead of Control Option F8. When VoiceOver is on, you can press FN tab to close menus, rotors, launchpad, and more, as an alternative to pressing the escape key. VoiceOver includes several link new and changed VoiceOver commands. See also link VoiceOver overview. Was this help page useful? Space.
Okay, so that's how you can find out what's new in VoiceOver. So I'm just going to press Command Q to close Mac help.
Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD 49895 GB 46445.
Now, with all new things that VoiceOver introduces, particularly when you get new sounds in the Mac, particularly if using VoiceOver on the touch bar, you can find out what those sounds are by going to Sound Help. So I'm going to do VOH again for VoiceOver Help.
VoiceOver Help menu, 6 items.
And come down to Sounds Help.
Online Help Control Option, question. Commands Help, Keyboard Help Control Option, K. Sounds Help menu.
Okay, and press Enter on Sounds Help.
Sounds Help menu, 57 items.
Okay, so there's 57 different sounds that VoiceOver actually makes. So let me just type in the word touch.
There's 3 items. Touch bar focus cinched.
So you heard that, touch bar focus synced. And if I come down here.
Touched an element.
That's touched an element. Come down again.
Touch empty space.
That's touch empty space. So if I go up again.
Touched an element.
Touched an element, that's the sound.
Touch bar focus cinched.
Touch bar focus synced. Okay, so they're the 3 new sounds that gets associated with VoiceOver when you use the touch bar on the new MacBook Pro. 2-finger scrub on the trackpad to come out.
Macintosh HD 49895 GB 46445 GB free volume.
VOK to go into keyboard help.
Starting keyboard help. Type keys to hear the names. Hold down the VoiceOver keys while typing to hear VoiceOver commands. Press the escape key at the top left corner of the keyboard to stop help.
Now, if I do that now, so I can press the keys on the keyboard.
A, S, D, F.
It reads it out. If I do VoiceOver keyboard commands, FN control.
Control.
Option 1.
1. Describe open applications. Gives an overview of the working environment.
If I do
control.
Dash.
Option. Underline. Decrease system volume. Decreases the system volume.
And I do Shift VO plus.
Plus. Increase system volume. Increases the system volume.
If I touch the touch bar.
Icon view. Quick share. Tag. Touch bar pop over. Display volume. But mute. But Siri. Button.
That's the normal touch bar operating. So if I take my finger over
Siri,
to the
button.
Right hand side and
Siri,
double tap
button.
Siri, it's going to activate. Hi Siri, how are you?
I'm happy as a happy Mac.
Okay, but I'm still in keyboard commander.
K, S, space, J, N, space. Control, option, K, stopping keyboard help.
And I've just come out of keyboard help by doing VOK again. And if you're wondering whether the VoiceOver Quick Start tutorial still operates, it certainly does. Hold down all 4 keys to the left of the spacebar and press number 8.
The VoiceOver Quick Start. In this Quick Start, you'll learn VoiceOver basics, as well as important VoiceOver commands to help you navigate on your Mac and use apps. You can exit the Quick Start at any time and finish it later. To advance through the Quick Start panels now, Use the arrow keys located to the right of the main keyboard keys. On a portable computer, they are located in the bottom right corner of the keyboard. The up arrow and down arrow keys are positioned one above the other, with the left arrow and right arrow keys on either side. Now continue to the next panel by pressing the right arrow key. To exit at any time, press the escape key.
Now, as of the time of this recording, and I'm not too sure if Apple's going to do it or not, the quick start tutorial, whilst it includes practicing on the multi-touch trackpad, it doesn't include practicing on the touch bar with VoiceOver. Now, FN tab, it's not going to work because I'm not effectively using VoiceOver. I'm using a self-voicing version of VoiceOver on quick start. So I'm just going to tap my finger up to the top left-hand side of the touch bar and just touch it.
VoiceOver on Finder, desktop, Macintosh HD.
Okay, so let's now have a look at the touch bar. Okay, so as I've been basically almost demoing it already, the touch bar, you can drag your finger across left to right, or you can flick left and right to access items on the touch bar, and then of course a one finger double tap with VoiceOver to activate that item. All right, so tap my finger to the top left hand side of the touch bar above the number row.
ESC button.
Okay, so that's the escape key. And just to keep things nice and clean, I'm going to do a flick to the right.
Back dimmed button.
So the back button.
Forward dimmed button.
Forward.
Icon view. Touch bar popover.
Icon view.
Quick look button.
Quick look.
Share dimmed. Touch bar popover.
Share.
Tag. Touch bar popover.
Tag.
Expand button.
Expand.
Display brightness button.
Display brightness.
Volume button.
Volume.
Mute button.
Mute.
Siri button.
Siri. And that's it. If I flick back to the left.
Mute button, volume button, display brightness, expand, but tag, touch, share, dim, quick look, but icon view, forward, dim, back, dimming, ESC button.
Okay, so that was flicking left to right, and if I drag my finger across the touch bar.
ESC, back, dim, forward, icon view, touch bar popover, share, dim, tag, touch bar popover, dis, volume, mute, but Siri button.
Okay, so basically far left is escape, far right is Siri. Now, I also happen to have my BrowseSense connected via Bluetooth on the Mac here as well, just sitting on my lap. And the touch bar does work with the Braille display as well. So if I touch the touch bar, left-hand side.
ESC button.
It's escape. And on my Braille display, I've got escape button that's underlined. And if I flick to the right.
Back dimmed button.
Back underlined on the Braille display.
Forward dimmed button.
Forward.
Icon view. Touch bar quick look button.
Quick look.
Share dimmed. Touch tag. Touch bar popover.
Tag.
Expand button.
Expand.
Display brightness
display.
Button. Volume button.
Volume.
Mute button.
Mute.
Siri button.
And Siri. And of course they're all underlined. So if I come back to my BrowseSense and if I press the auto cursoring key above the Siri button, I'm going to activate Siri.
Press Siri button.
Hello Siri.
Hey, didn't I just talk to you on the phone yesterday?
That's very cool. Okay, so touch bar again.
ESC button.
And I back the escape key. And I can also use the scroll buttons on the BrowseSense just to view what's on the actual touch bar. And that was me going to the end of it. So again, I've got Siri available again. So I'm going to press the auto cursoring button above Siri.
Siri button.
That's now underlined it, so I press it again. Hello, Siri.
Hello, 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 hello. Wow, it sure is roomy in here.
Dear, I haven't heard that one before. All right, and then of course, if I just do my normal command tab.
iTunes, window, finder, desktop.
I'm back to my normal desktop being shown on the Braille display. So let me do it.
Siri button.
The sound show, which is very cool. Flick to the left.
Mute button, volume button.
Double tap on volume. Then if I drag my finger across.
Close button, volume up button.
So I've got a volume up button.
75% volume
slider.
Slider.
I'm still going to the left.
Volume down button.
I've got a volume down button. If I flick back to the
75%
right. 75%
volume slider.
And double tap and hold as you do on iOS. Drag my finger to the right.
90.94, 93, 92, 84, 81.75.
So you can adjust it quite nicely using the slider with the one finger double tap and hold. And drag your finger right to turn it up and drag your finger left to turn it down. And because the touch bar is dynamic, that changes depending on what app you're in. So currently you're in Finder. So if I jump into Mail, for example, so I'm going to launch Mail with right command.
Mail,
in.
Inbox, 789.
And now I come to the touch bar at the top.
ESC button.
And flick to the right.
Compose button.
Compose button.
Reply all, dimmed button.
Reply all.
Archive, dimmed button.
Archive.
Move to predicted folder. Radio button.
Move.
What mark is junk, dimmed button.
Junk.
Flag, dimmed unchecked. Check bar.
Flag.
Expand button.
expand,
display brightness button,
display brightness,
volume button,
volume,
mute button, mute, Siri button,
and Siri. Now you might be asking yourself, what does it expand want to do? So I'm going to flip back to the
mute, but volume, display brightness, expand button.
And I'm going to tap on expand. Now if I come over to the left hand side,
close button.
We've now got a close button rather than the escape key. If I flick to the right,
display brightness down button,
display brightness down,
display brightness up button,
display brightness up,
mission control button,
mission control,
launchpad button,
launchpad,
keyboard brightness down button,
keyboard brightness down,
keyboard brightness up button,
keyboard brightness up,
media previous button,
media previous, so basically F7,
media play slash pause button,
media play slash pause, F8,
media next button,
media next, i.e. F9,
volume down button,
volume down,
volume up button, volume up, Siri button,
and back to Siri. So I'm going to touch left hand side,
close button,
and double tap on close. So let me just command tab back over to Finder.
Finder, desktop.
Let me go and run iTunes. So as I said previously, I've set up iTunes, right option I for iTunes.
iTunes, window, previous, dimmed button.
I've been listening to some radio on Apple Music, so I'm just going to jump to the bottom of the window.
Apple Music, web content.
And interact.
In Apple Music.
Via Command G.
Play beats, one, play charting, that, play dance, but play R&B, play chill button.
And via spacebar on play chill.
Press play chill button.
And come to the my touch bar at the top left hand side.
ESC button.
And drag my finger across.
Pause, next button, pause button.
Press the pause button. Double tap on pause. So to explore more of the touch bar with iTunes running, top left hand side.
ESC button.
Flick to the right.
Previous dimmed so button.
Previous.
Play button.
Play.
Next button.
Next.
43 seconds. Timeline slider.
It's 43 seconds. It's timeline slider. I can adjust it with one finger, double tap and hold, and then drag left or right.
Display brightness button.
And there's that display brightness.
Volume, but mute, but Siri button.
Okay, Siri, etc. So the nice thing about that is, if I do command tab to go back to mail.
Finder, mail, one, mail, inbox, 7, 8, 9, messages, one.
The really cool thing is if I touch the touch bar.
ESC button.
And I don't necessarily have to, I can touch anywhere on the touch bar, but just for demo, if I flick to the right.
Reply all, archive, move to predict, markers, jar, flag, expand, now playing button.
I've now got a now playing button on the touch bar. So double tap on that. And go back to the left hand side of the touch bar.
Close button.
I've got a close button. Now if I flick to the right.
iTunes app button.
Okay, so it's telling me that it's coming from the iTunes app.
35 seconds. Timeline slider.
35 seconds slider.
Rewind button.
Rewind.
Play slash pause. And unchecked. Check box.
Pause again. And double tap again. Stops it. And if I command tab, back round to Finder.
iTunes, Finder, Finder, Desktop, Macintosh HD.
And same deal again, touch touch bar.
Close button, iTunes app button.
Okay, so I've still got that running because it's actually independent of, if you like, what the Mac's doing in some ways. It's independent of what I'm currently doing on the keyboard. So I've still got the actual item displayed for iTunes. So
48 seconds, timeline slider. Play slash pause unchecked
and
checkbox.
Double tap on play slash pause again. And if I want to get rid of it, left hand side.
Close button.
Double tap on close, and then I'm back to my normal touch bar.
E back forward icon view touch quick share tag touch bar popover
etc. For the Finder touch bar view. Now one really cool thing when you're typing, if I bring up text edit, so I'm just going to do right option E for text edit rather than going to my applications folder on my dock.
Text edit, open, window, list.
So I'm going to do command N for new.
New, now in untitled, 3, window, edit text.
I'm going to type in the word telephone almost. I'm going to type in
T-E-L-E, telly, suggested correction, T-E-L-E.
I'm not sure how to spell the rest of it. If I go to my touch bar.
ESC, button, character picker, touch bar popover, telly. Telly, but candidate bar, expanded, disclosure triangle.
And flick to the right from there.
Telephone button.
I've now got word completion suggestions.
Telly button.
Telly.
Television button.
Television.
Telephone button.
Telephone.
Expand button.
Back to that expand button. So flick back to the left.
Now play expand button. Telephone button.
And double tap on telephone.
P-H-O-N-E space.
Okay, so it's spelled out as it was putting in the rest of the word, as it was putting in the word for telephone. And if I go and launch Safari with right option S.
Safari. Favorites. Window. Toolbar.
And I bring up a web page.
Open location.
Such as the Sydney Morning Herald here in Australia.
Select period C on U unselected. Australian breaking news headlines and world news online vertical line smh.com.
Okay, and I choose an article.
Heading level 3, link. Abbott hits out at loyal supporter at heading level 3, Link. Skipper Smith refuses to endorse Lyon as spinner skates on thin ice.
Okay, and let's choose that one about the cricket. So, yeah, spacebar.
Suppress Link. Skipper Smith refuses to endorse Lyon as Link.
Okay, and of course, as we know, with the reader function in Safari, if I want to read that article without any of the HTML code, Shift-Command-R.
Hide read. Heading level 1. Australia v Pakistan. Pressure builds on Nick Madinson and Nathan Lyon. December 2, 9201, 6913 PM. List 1 item. Bullet. Link. As it happened, Australia v Pakistan. Day 4. Nick Madinson's test future hangs by a thread, while Nathan Lyon also is skating on thin ice after skipper Steve Smith refused to endorse him as a certain starter for the third test. Heading level 3. Azhar receives nasty closing blow.
Okay, and then if I want to go back to normal view, it's Shift-Command-R again.
Hide reader. Link. Skip to navigation.
There's the navigation links back on again. And if I want to go back to the previous page on the web page, come to the top left-hand side of my touch bar.
ESC button.
And flick to the right.
Go back button.
I've got a go back button.
Go forward dimmed button.
Go forward, which is dimmed.
Search button.
Search button.
New tab button.
New tab.
Expand button.
There's our expand.
Now playing button.
Now playing.
Display brightness button.
Display brightness.
Volume button.
Volume, etc. So I'm going to go back to the
ESC
left,
button.
Find the
go back button.
Back button. Let's drag my finger to the right there. Double tap on it. And I've gone back to the previous page.
Link.
So let me command Q out of there.
Ruler.
And it's back to the ruler on text edit. So I'm going to command Q out of text edit.
Quit text edit in dialogue.
And I want to quit text edit for the moment. So tab.
Disclosure. Collapse tags. Document. Rich text. Delete button.
Spacebar and delete.
Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD.
Okay, while we're closing things down, let me do command tab.
Mail. One new art. Mail.
And
inbox.
We'll also close down mail with command Q.
Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD 4.9.
All right, now I want to show you something that you might come across if you're using the touch bar voiceover and you're trying to use it with the Zoom function as well. This will happen to you. So let me bring up System Preferences.
Dock. System Preferences, 19 of 26.
And I just did VOD to go to my dock. I'm going to do VO spacebar because I'm already on it. On System
Finder.
Preferences.
System Preferences. System Preferences. Window. Toolbar.
And just press tab.
Leaving toolbar. General button.
And I'm going to jump to accessibility, just pressing A.
Accessibility button.
And VS spacebar on that.
Press loading accessibility window toolbar.
And if I do VR right arrow.
Accessibility features table. General.
And interact.
Selected in accessibility vision.
And it's come down to
voiceover. Zoom.
Zoom. Uninteract. Go across to the right.
Use keyboard shortcuts to zoom. Checked. Checkbox toggle zoom. Option command A. Zoom in. Option command equal zoom out. Option command zoom out. Toggle smooth images. Option command toggle keyboard focus following. Unassigned. Use scroll gesture. Control control. Smooth image zoom follow. Enable touch bar zoom. Unchecked. Checkbox.
Okay, so enable touch bar zoom. If I turn it on now.
Check enable touch bar zoom. Checkbox.
So I've turned it on and I touch my touch bar. It doesn't speak. All right, so the zoom function is not compatible with voiceover. It's either Zoom on the touch bar, or it's voiceover on the touch bar, not the both of them. So I'm going to turn it off.
Uncheck enable touch bar zoom checkbox.
Touch my touch bar again.
ESC back forward grid button. X now display volume mute button Siri button.
Okay, and I've got my touch bar back with voiceover. So while I'm also in the accessibility panel, I just want to show you one thing I did change in here to make things a little bit easier for me. So I'm going to go to the top.
Toolbar.
Back to the table.
Accessibility features table.
And interact. Come down to speech.
Display speech.
Interact. Come across to the right.
System voice. Karen. Speaking rate 9. Slow. Normal. Fast. Play button. Announce when alerts are displayed or applications need your attention. Enable announcements. Checked. Check options button. Speak selected text when the key is pressed. Checked. Check bar. Current key. Option plus.
So it was option plus escape, i.e. the escape on the touch bar. But I changed that to option plus accent, which is not currently talking because of my punctuation setting. So that's something you might want to consider, although it would work just as well if you were using voiceover talking the escape button on the touch bar. So I'm going to do option left arrow to come out of there.
Back. System preferences. Window. Toolbar.
And press tab.
Leaving tool. Desktop and screen.
Now where you actually control the touch bar is under the keyboard references. So I'm going to press K.
Keyboard button.
And then activate that.
Loading keyboard. Window. Toolbar.
and come across.
Keyboard selected, tab, 1 of 5.
So keyboard's already selected, that's the tab we want.
Text, tab, shortcuts, input sources, dictation, key repeat. Delay until 8, 5, 4, off. Slow, fast, long, short, adjust keyboard brightness in low, turn keyboard backlight off after, checked, adjust keyboard brightness in low light, checked, checkbox.
So as you can tell, the keyboard is backlit.
Turn keyboard backlight off after, checked, checkbox, 5, 6, turn of inactivity, touch bar shows.
Okay, so here we are, touch bar shows.
App controls with control strip.
So mine's currently set to app controls with control strip. If I do VS spacebar on that.
Menu 3 items, check mark, app controls with control strip.
I've got 3 options, see, app controls with control strip, which is what I've got.
Expanded control strip.
Expanded control strip.
App controls.
Or app controls. Okay, so if I want to choose any one of those, if I go up arrow.
Expanded control strip.
Or via up arrow and press VA spacebar.
Press expanded control strip. Expanded control strip. Pop-up button.
I've chosen that one. So if I come on tab back around to Finder.
Finder. Finder. Desktop.
Tap my finger to the touch bar.
ESC button.
And that's going to flick to the right.
Display brightness down. Display brightness up. Mission control. Launchpad. But keyboard brightness. Keyboard brightness. Media previous. Media play slack. Media next. Mute button. Volume down button. Volume up. But Siri button.
Okay, so as you can tell, everything's expanded. So if I come on tab back around.
System preferences. System preferences. Keyboard window. Expanded control strip. Pop-up button.
And choose it again.
Menu 3 items. Check mark. Expanded control strip. App controls.
Let's choose just the app controls one.
Press app controls. App controls. Pop-up button.
And tab back around to Finder.
Finder. Desk.
Find the escape key.
ESC button.
Flick to the right.
Back. Dimmed. But forward. Dimmed. Icon view. Touch. Quick look button. Share. Dimmed. Tag. Touch. Pop over.
Okay, that's all I'm getting in the Finder. No volume. No mute. It's just the controls for the app I'm in this case, Finder. So command tab to go back.
System preferences. Keyboard. Window. App controls. Pop-up button. Menu 3 items. Check mark. App controls.
Back up.
Expanded control. App controls with control strip.
And I'm going to choose app controls with control strip that I had on before. So VS spacebar.
Press app controls with control strip. App controls with control strip. Pop finder. Desktop.
Check it out. Top left hand side.
ESC button.
Flick to the right and touch
back. Dimming. But forward. Icon view. Tag. Quick look. But share. Dimming. Tag. Touch. Expand button.
And there's that expand one. And that would have been expanded before in the other option.
System preferences. System preferences. System preferences. Keyboard window. App controls with controls.
Now keep going to the right via right arrow.
Press FN key 2.
So press FN key 2.
Show F1, F2, etc. Keys. Pop-up button.
Show F1 to F12 function keys. Access that one via spacebar.
Menu 2 items. Check mark. Show F1, F2, etc. Keys.
Down.
Expand control strip.
Or choose the expand control strip in my current configuration. So if I via spacebar on that.
Press expand control strip. Expand control strip. Pop-up button.
I'll tell you back to Finder.
Finder.
Let me just start from the right-hand edge this time with the touch bar. So I'm going to find the touch ID, then go left.
Siri button.
Yes, Siri, flick to the left.
Mute button. Volume button. Display brightness. Expand button. Tag. Touch bar pop over.
Okay, so that was just without the FN key held down. I'm doing the FN key now. Find my touch ID. Find Siri.
Siri button.
Flick to the left.
Volume up button. Volume down. Mute button. Media next button. Media play slash. Media previous. Keyboard brightness up button. Keyboard brightness down button.
Okay, etc. So you can have it in any configuration you want. Command tab to go back around.
System preferences. Keyboard window.
System preferences.
Expand control strip. Pop-up button.
And VR right
show keyboard and image viewers in menu. Expand control strip. Press FN key. Expand control strip. Pop-up
and
button.
Yes,
menu
bar.
Two items. Check
and
mark. Expand control strip.
Back,
show F1, F2, etc. Keys. Press show F1, F2, etc.
And if I go to the right again.
Show keyboard and image viewers in menu bar. Unchecked. Check customize control strip button.
Customize control strip. Now if I go into there.
Press customize. Now in customization palette window. Drag your favorite items to the bottom of the screen into the touch bar. Customization palette window. Drag your favorite items
okay,
to the...
At the moment, I haven't actually worked out how to use that with VoiceOver to customize what items are on the control strip. But this time I touch the touch bar, there's nothing on it because I'm customizing it. So I'm just going to close that window by doing Command W.
Now in keyboard window. Customize control strip button.
The keyboard.
Back. Keyboard window. Toolbar.
And while I'm still sitting in System Preferences, let me go and show you the Touch ID for setting up your fingerprint. So I'm going to press the tab key.
Leaving toolbar, desktop and screensaver.
I'm going to type in TO for Touch ID.
Touch ID button.
There we go, VR spacebar.
Loading Touch ID window.
And if I do VR right arrow.
Touch ID lets you use your fingerprint to unlock your Mac and make purchases with Apple Pay, iTunes, and the App Store.
Okay, so you can use it to unlock your Mac and make purchases.
Remove fingerprint David button.
So I've got a fingerprint set up for David.
David. Contents selected.
What I actually named it was actually my right index finger, actually.
Add a fingerprint button.
Add a fingerprint.
Add a fingerprint button.
We've got two add fingerprint buttons. I'm not quite sure why.
Use Touch ID 4.
So use that. Use Touch ID 4.
Unlocking your Mac. Checked. Checkbox.
Unlocking your Mac. I've currently got that checked, of course. And by the way, I had to take my Apple Watch off for this demo because I've also got my Apple Watch to unlock my Mac as well.
Apple Pay, checked, checkbox.
So Apple Pay is checked.
iTunes and App Store, checked, checkbox.
iTunes and App Store's checked.
Help button.
Help.
Help button.
And that's it. So let's go and add another fingerprint. So back to the left.
iTunes, Apple Pay, unlocking, use touch, add a fingerprint button.
And I'm going to choose the first button of add a fingerprint.
Print in dialog, 4, window, touch ID, security text. Enter the password for David Woodbridge to add a fingerprint. Password.
Okay, so I've got to enter password for me. So put in my password. And of course, we're getting the good old clicks. So enter.
Toolbar.
Now if I do VR right arrow.
First enrollment phase, 0% complete.
Okay, so first enrollment phase.
Place your finger.
Place your finger.
Lift and rest your finger on Touch ID repeatedly. Cancel, but cancel button.
Okay, so that was just me using VR right arrow. So I'm going to use my middle finger on my right hand. So I'm just taking it off and on the Touch ID. Okay, and I just did that about 10 times.
Toolbar.
And then if I read the screen.
Second enrollment phase, 100% complete. Phase. Touch ID is ready.
Touch ID is ready.
Your fingerprint can be used to unlock your Mac. Done button.
And then done. So let me have a look.
Press done button. Touch ID lets you use your fingerprint to unlock your Mac and Mac.
So I go to the top of the screen. Toolbar. Again and come to the right.
Touch ID let remove fingerprint David button. David. Can't remove fingerprint finger. 2 button.
So that's finger 2.
Finger 2. Contents selected.
And
edit.
You just get rid of that highlight.
Selection deleted.
And I'm just going to type in
R-R-A-T space right R-R-E space R-G-R.
And go to the right.
Finger. Add a fingerprint button.
Left.
Add a finger. Right middle finger. Contents selected.
So that
edit
way,
text.
I shall remember it, what it was. So let's see if it works. I'm just going to shut down the Mac. So closing the lid. And opening it up again.
Location has new window. Enter password. Security text. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed. Two system dialogues displayed.
Okay, and I'm going to put my middle finger on the Touch ID.
System preferences. Touch ID. Window.
It's open.
Right middle finger. Contents selected. Edit text.
And you can put up to 5 fingerprints per user. And of course, you can also remove them if you wish as well. And let's just do Command Q to come out of system preferences.
Finder. Desktop. Macintosh HD 49895 GB 46444 GB free volume.
And just to finish up as a little bit of fun, let me just go and show you how it's like to run a self-voicing application when voiceover is turned off. I'm going to do Shift Command A for applications.
Applications. Now in applications window.
Just going to type in A.
A Blind Legend app application.
There's a Blind Legend. Command O to open it.
Open. A Blind Legend space with a Blind Legend containing window. A Blind Legend.
Command.
Full screen space.
Touch ID 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
The voiceover off.
France Culture. Supported by the Centre National du Cinéma et de l'Image Animée, La Région Rhône-Alpes, Luminous, and Imaginov. Present. A Blind Legend. Loading. Welcome to A Blind Legend. Main menu. Continue a game. To go back to the main menu from the game, press Escape.
So it says press Escape, so if I do right arrow.
New game. Select a scene.
Select a scene.
Scene 1. The Hamlet.
Now, if I wanted to go back, finding the tab key, the accent key, and the bottom of the touch bar, touch the top left-hand side of my touch bar once.
Select a scene.
Okay, I've just pressed Escape. And then left arrow.
New game. Continue again. Quit.
And hit enter on quit.
Do you really want to quit A Blind Legend?
And enter again. And we should be out. So if I do Command, Touch ID 3 times.
Voiceover on Finder. Applications. Window. List view. Table. A Blind Legend app application.
And we're back to the Finder in my Applications folder. So I'm going to do Command W to close that window.
Close window. Macintosh HD 49895 GB 46444 GB free volume.
Oh, And actually, just one final thing I want to show, which I find very, very cute. If I just go to my dock.
Mac dock. System preferences.
I'm just going to type in TR for trash.
Trash. 26 of 26.
And activate
trash. Trash. Finder. Trash. Window. List view. Table.
And go to my touch bar.
ESC button.
Turn my finger across.
Empty trash button.
I've got an empty trash button, so if I double tap on it.
Are you sure you want to permanently erase the items in the trash?
Are you sure
you can't undo this action?
Permanently empty items in the trash from the left-hand side of the touch bar.
ESC button.
Flick to the right.
Cancel button.
A cancel button.
Empty trash button.
Or an empty trash button all on the touch bar. Double tap on empty. The
Macintosh HD 4989.
And I just emptied the trash. So I just found that a very nifty little thing. And it was funny because in the back of my mind, I always had it in there to do it. And I just caught it as I was completing the demo. But anyway, that completes the demo for the new MacBook Pro. Unboxing, physical description, and then playing around with VoiceOver with the keyboard, the touch bar, and the touch ID. So I hope you found that interesting. And as always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.